Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Almost 100,000 people have evacuated on the island of Bali after warnings that its Mount Agung volcano may soon erupt. Officials issued a state of emergency and ordered everyone living within a 7.5-mile radius of the mountain to leave. Rosalie Lopez is a volcanologist and senior research scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Rosalie, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
And what can you tell us about this volcano in Bali, Mount Agung?
Well, it's potentially a very dangerous volcano. It had an eruption in 1963 sent out pyroclastic flows. Now, pyroclastic flows are the nastiest thing that a volcano can put out. Lava flows, you can actually get away from them most of the time, but pyroclastic flows are hot currents of gas and ash. They are what killed a lot of people in Pompeii. And it's almost impossible to get away from them. They can move very fast. And in 1963, pyroclastic flows killed 1,500 people in Bali.
And researchers began their warnings days ago. We hear reports that some of the animals in the area, monkeys and snakes, have been acting strangely because they may think that an eruption is coming. How do you predict a volcanic eruption?
Well, there are a number of ways, but what they have been using mostly is monitoring the seismic activity. When magma starts coming up to the surface, obviously it starts fracturing things and moving the ground. And so you get an increase in the seismicity, so small earthquakes, which is probably what is causing the animals to act strange. There can be other indications as well, different composition of gases and some inflation of the ground because magma is pushing up and so on. But from what I understand, the local volcanologists have used, mostly the seismic monitoring to say that an eruption may happen very soon. Now, it's important to remember that sometimes, a volcano gives some signs and an eruption doesn't happen or an eruption is not very large. But, they want to play safe.
I remember several years ago, there was an eruption in Iceland and it caused all kinds of problems for air traffic. Planes could not fly in that cloud. Do you expect the same thing to happen with Bali?
It could happen. In fact, it's not that uncommon that you actually get explosive eruptions leading to some aviation warnings, and they can stop air traffic for, a day or a few days. But the eruption in Iceland was somewhat unusual. It wasn't even a very large eruption, but it put out a lot of ash and the winds were in the right direction and it created quite a mess. But it wasn't even like a catastrophic eruption or anything like that.
And in the year 2017, with the warnings that we do have, shouldn't it be possible to have a volcanic eruption and no deaths if you get people out of the way?
Yes, if you get people out of the way, it can be difficult because a lot of people don't want to leave. And from what I've been reading about the local population, they're also concerned that their livestock is being left behind. And so they're taking turns going in and feeding livestock. And I gathered that some cows have been evacuated as well. But, it's people's homes and often livelihoods. So it can be difficult to persuade them to get out.
Aside from the volcano in Bali, what are the other trouble spots that you watch around the world, volcanoes that could erupt?
Well, actually, most people don't realize that every month you get between 20 and 30 volcanoes erupting somewhere in the world. They are not large eruptions, because you hear about the large eruptions, but there is volcanic activity going on all the time. Kilauea in Hawaii, for example, mostly lava flow, so not, you know, any imminent danger because the explosive eruptions are the most dangerous. But, you know, volcanic eruptions are part of the earth and they are actually quite common. Some volcanoes like Stromboli off the coast of Italy have been active for at least 2,000 years.
But would you say that in general, we are in a relatively peaceful period right now when it comes to volcanic eruptions?
In general, yes. Certainly in the early history of the Earth, we had much larger volcanic eruptions, such as in Yellowstone, for example. But the last really large catastrophic eruption in Yellowstone was about 640,000 years ago.
Right. And that is what's considered a super volcano, right? How do they differ in size and impact from a volcano like the one in Bali?
Well, Yellowstone is a different type of volcano. It's called a caldera. It's about 40 miles across, caused by, you know, a removal of magma and enormous eruptions. Yellowstone is kind of like a volcano on steroids. It could have very large eruptions. But having said that, there is a lot of evidence that the magma chamber has, you know, largely cooled down and, you know, there is no evidence that there is going to be another enormous eruption, you know, anytime, you know, soon or even in the future.
Are there other major volcanoes like that around the world? I mean, the one that comes to mind for me is the one that caused Santorini in Greece to be what it is today,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's right. You know, in around 1600 BC, that eruption was again, that was a super volcano, catastrophic eruption. And, you know, those eruptions can actually affect the climate. They can cool the average climate of the Earth by half a degree Celsius or a degree Celsius. And one example that's more recent is the eruption of Tambora in Indonesia in 1815. Now, the year 1816 was considered the year without a summer. The climatic change was noticeable around the world. And the danger with eruptions that put out a lot of ash, as well as, you know, this cooling of the climate, but locally they can destroy crops and lead to a famine.
So what can be done, or can anything be done, should anything be done to prepare for an eruption of a volcano or even a supervolcano?
Well, what has to be done is monitoring, very careful monitoring, so that you actually know when a volcano is likely to erupt. Volcanoes generally give a lot of warning before an eruption, so they don't just go bang in the night. So in a way, I'd much rather deal with volcanoes than earthquakes because, you know, earthquakes don't give these
right.
Warning signs. And sometimes, you know, volcanoes give weeks of warning signs or even longer.
What made you get into this line of work? Why did you want to become a volcanologist?
Well, I actually got a degree in astronomy, but I was studying planetary geology, and one day my professor didn't show up, and he sent a substitute, and the substitute said Mount Etna erupted, and the professor had to go. So I thought that was quite exciting, and by that time I was kind of tired of freezing, being very cold at astronomical observatories. So I decided to change line of work and go for something warmer.
And what are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I study mostly planetary volcanoes. I started out by studying volcanoes on Mars and then volcanoes on Jupiter's moon Io. And now I study more cryovolcanoes, which are volcanoes that instead of erupting hot magma, they erupt water mixed with other things, you know, maybe, you know, ammonia, methane. And if that erupts, it is a volcanic eruption, although it's not a hot rock.
But we don't have any of those on Earth.
No, we don't.
That's Rosalie Lopez, who is a volcanologist and senior research scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. Rosalie, fascinating. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome.